This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Atlanta, it's Friday. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are looking forward to a big show between now and 6 o'clock, guys, because guess what? It's playoff time, and it's do or die for the Hawks tonight as they take on the Heat. Mike, I was looking at this earlier, and I was like, wonder what the spread is, just for curiosity's sake.
Right.
We're favored by 1 point right now. And I'm like, home court? I don't know. The way the Heat played the other night, you would think they would probably be favored.
Right.
But remember, win tonight, and you are the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. Thank you very much. You get the Cleveland Cavaliers. You lose, we're talking about the offseason and where this team needs to go. And here we are again, Mike, probably being as frustrated as we've been over the last 3 to 4 years with our Atlanta Hawks. But the good news is they got a chance to get it done. I don't know if they will. We're going to let you hear from Trey coming up here and Quinn Snyder. Also, in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk to our man Bryant McFadden, CBS NFL analyst. Of course, a great podcast called All Things Covered. And we'll get his thoughts, guys, as we move towards the draft. Mike and I were talking about Greg Cosell, who was on with the Midday Show. Greg's been covering the league for a very long time. He gave really good breakdowns on a lot of guys that we've been talking about. My opinion has not changed. I think all three picks that we currently own are going to be defense. And I'll say that now. I'll tell you that again on Thursday. But, Mike, that doesn't mean that they haven't looked at all these guys, and we don't know how the draft's going to play out and who may fall to us if they move in this draft. So there's a lot of stuff that's still yet to be determined. But we're going to get with B-Mac coming up here. What is your initial thought on the Hawks tonight? How do you feel right now?
Well, I didn't like our chances against the Magic, and I'm kind of on the fence tonight. I want to be positive. You know, I don't want to sound like that guy at night, that Chris Thomas, who's just always glass half empty.
Negative.
But, yeah, I mean, look, who's going to be the star? Is Trey? I need Trey to be a superstar. But, I mean, it's not fair because, you know, nobody's going to win it by themselves. Trey's tried. But it's basically Tyler Hero versus Trey. And is Trey going to be effective with the three-point shot? And I think we're going to ride and die with that. Trey's got to make the three-point shot. And if Tyler Hero makes the three-point shot, we may lose this game. Front court advantage them slightly.
Yes.
You know, Adebayo crashing the boards. I mean, who's going to be the guy who steps up? Who's in the supporting cast tonight for the Hawks who steps up?
It's a really good question, Mike. And, I mean, look, we talked about Caris LeVert. He's got to be better tonight. We had George Niang on the show. If you missed it yesterday, go online at odyssey.com. Hear what George had to say. He's got to shoot the ball better. And he admitted as much. But I don't think we're going to shoot 19% either from three. I think they'll be better tonight.
But the Heat, I mean, look, you said it yesterday, and we talked about this, and this is what got us into the whole DeJounte Murray stupid two-year waste of Trey's talent, because the Heat double-teamed Trey, and they can do the same thing tonight. They can lock Trey down, and then who's going to hit it? And the old joke, who's going to do it? You, Dyson Daniels. You, Zachary Risacher. I mean, that someone's going to have to step, because if I'm the Heat, I look at the Hawks bench and I go, you're not beating me with these guys, so yes. I'll just take Trey out of it.
Well, maybe that is Eric Spoelstra's mindset, Mike. As far as Trey, look, he knows, and I've been saying this, you got to be playoff Trey. He still had 28 points the other night, but did it feel like 28? I mean, I don't know. Maybe my standard for Trey is different. You know, we had Sam Mitchell on the show earlier this week. Sam's like, I'm a big Trey guy. He's a coach in the NBA and played in the league. And he said, look, I just feel like when you go to other guys, they've got to come through, as Mike is talking about. But Trey said as much. He says, if I don't shoot well, we're probably not going to win.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game. If any team got out there and doesn't shoot well, you're not going to win the game. So, I don't expect us to go out there and shoot as bad as we did. I mean, only shooting 21 threes is not enough for us. We know that, but we're not also thinking out there on the court how many threes we shot and things like that. But after you go back and watch the film, you watch the game over again, you can kind of understand where you can get more of your shots that we've been getting in previous games that we just didn't get that night. So we got to be better, and we know that.
Now, Mike, if I'm the Heat, do you also kind of – do you bump and push and tug and to get into his head a little bit?
I mean, you totally get after that. I mean, you know, you look at how we lose our poise. So playoff basketball. I mean, yeah, go be the Pistons. Go beat us up. I mean, if I was Miami, we've got to play with poise. Trey, I mean, look, we can't start working. We just got – you got to get past that. I think nothing comes from that at this point. Trey, and I get it. I understand why he does it, but I just think it's diminishing returns now with the refs that he's facing in this league.
No, I agree. Look, he cannot certainly be ejected tonight. Now, if it's a 30-point blowout and he gets ejected, that's a different conversation.
Right. Well, then flip the double bird to everybody. You kiss my – and out the door I go.
That's different. But if it's a close game, obviously he cannot be ejected. He knows that. We'll let you hear what he had to say about that. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Friday, guys. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 92.9. Follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports. Do we have enough to get this done? Look, we split the season series 2-2, so we know we can beat the Heat. And that was, you know, all that drama that was going on with Jimmy Butler. All that stuff, throw it out of the window. It doesn't matter tonight. But Trey does feel like, hey, they got enough.
Every time we played them, it's been different. Obviously, I think we split, I don't even remember, 2-2, I think, against them. And, yeah, I think they've all been pretty, like, uneven. And so we just got to focus on what the game plan is. Coach gave us a great game plan that we're going to go into with tomorrow. I know they're obviously a well-coached team, a well-rounded team. I mean, they have a lot of pieces, but we got to be ready, and I feel like we have enough to take care of business.
That was yesterday, obviously, after practice. He's talking about tomorrow, which is today. Tip is at 7:05, by the way. And the pregame right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game starts at 6:30. Last but not least with Trey, and then we're going to talk about Quinn Snyder, because Mike's not been fond of Quinn Snyder and the job he's done as of late. We'll get to that in a second. But as far as the ejection, do you regret getting ejected in that last game, Trey, at all?
Nah, I think I'm just a competitive dude, passionate. I don't really care about what other people think about me. I just care about my teammates and my coaches, and the fans obviously think about me around here. But at the end of the day, I'm a competitive person. Same way I've been since I was in elementary school. I'm the same way now. So, I mean, there was some of the conversations in the game that the rest is, you could have said, was making a mockery of the game. So, that's a little different when it comes to that. So, that's in the past. I'm focused on the Heat now.
Mike, did he make his point, though?
Yeah, look, it's a catch-22. You know, until this team is consistently out of this rut, this endless hell of play-in games, and we're established as one of the better teams in the league, he's just never going to get the respect. He's an all-star. You know, we know that. And we know he's statistically one of the top players in the league.
He's going to lead the league in assists this year.
But
he
just doesn't get that. And he will continue to not get that until we start doing something. Until this owner commits to getting us out of this play-in rut and spending some real money. That's beyond Trey. So, again, for all these guys who say Trey's really not a one, he's a two, we've done that experiment with DeJounte. Go get him some serious ballers. Get him a guy he can really pick and roll with consistently and watch this man work, which we never freaking do. Because either the guys don't stay healthy or they're just not consistent.
All right, let's talk about Quinn Snyder.
Now you got me fired up,
see,
man.
See, this is what happens.
10 minutes in the show, and I'm acting like the season's over, and I don't know what we're going to do this summer.
Because it could be.
Right.
Tonight it's do or die. What do we like to say on this show?
There is no tomorrow.
This is it.
Make no mistake about it.
You've got to show up tonight. All right, Quinn Snyder. What's the key for tonight? What are we going to do, Quinn? What are we doing trying to do against this Miami Heat
team? Is he going to get fired up here?
I don't know.
Well, different players have different strengths, you know, and if you're behind, you know, you're often conscious of, you know, how do you catch up? You're needing stops. When you don't have a lot of separation, between different guys. You're trying to play someone that's playing well, or you're playing someone that you feel like gives you an advantage with a matchup, and there's always combinations that are involved as well.
That is Quinn Snyder, obviously talking about the added pressure of going into a game like this, whether you're up or you're down, and staying level. Mike, look, I don't even know how to rate Coach Quinn Snyder at this point. I think there are some guys that we have seen developed. Quinn has done a really good job, and he's not afraid to play young guys. We know that. Rishai Shea, you draft him, you played him. Dyson Daniels comes in. He's much better than we expected. He's gotten better throughout the course of the year, even the way he's handled the bench. But is this a function, and this is what I'm getting to, and this goes beyond just tonight, as it's the play-in game for the Hawks down at State Farm Arena. Is it just the personnel he has? This is all he can do? Or can Quinn Snyder do more than what he's doing with this group?
Well, I mean, we talked about some of the adjustments in-game with Orlando, getting Mo Gay out there at the top of the key to really get in Banchero's face, and that kind of took away some of their perimeter, got us back in the game. But it's like, okay, coach, great adjustment, just a little late. So the emotion thing, we've already talked about it. I mean, how much do you expect him to do? Do you want him to get run? That's like I said, that's a one-trick pony too. You can't be Earl Weaver in basketball either. Well, you could. You'd be Chuck Daly. But I mean, it's just I just don't know. That's the chicken and the egg argument. Are you impressed? Quinn Snyder got a decent contract here. The narrative was we jumped the rest of the league to get a really innovative coach in here. And you look at him, you say, well, you're not all that without Donovan Mitchell. You're not all that. With that, who went to Minnesota? The Frenchman, Gobert.
Gobert.
You're just a dude. You're just another coach in the NBA and a team that's scuffling.
We're going to see what they do tonight. I hope they show up. I hope they shoot the ball well. And I hope they play their game, which is getting out, running guys, and playing loose. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Day-Day behind the glass today, also executive producing. He's doing all the things. Big O is off today. Mm. We got a big show for you. B-Mac is on the way. Also, we've got to tell you what Greg Cosell had to say about all these prospects. And if you think, hey, Mike Green or Jalen Walker's a guy, make sure you know what you think we're getting before you make that adjustment, before you start saying, that's the guy I want. And maybe some of you have your minds made up. We're going to play some of that for you on the way as well. Last but not least, what is the key? I asked this question. We played the wrong one, but I want you to hear Quinn Snyder. Key to the game like this, what is it?
I think the key thing, in games like this is, you focus on your preparation and your execution as much as you can, and then you compete. I think in the end, you do everything you can from that standpoint in preparing, and then ultimately, teams have to make plays, players have to make plays, and sometimes those plays are making a shot, sometimes they're, diving on the floor, getting a big rebound, that comes in many forms.
There you go. I mean, he's a deep thinker. He's a dude. Everybody's got their different styles.
He said compete, though, Mike. He's right. They got to compete.
Look, but you got to get, you got to get angry. I mean, you got to get, where's the edge, man? You got to come out with some juice. The Heat, they whatever they are, and this year they were a mixed bag. They went through the whole soap opera with Butler. They certainly looked like they got energized. It took them a minute. But they're no better than us as far as record. There is, as we said, it's a very top-heavy team. It's Tyler and Bam. And for us, it's going to be Trey and who? It's Trey and who? Who's going to be the guy, right? Exactly. Who's the guy? Who's the dude that's going to step up and do his thing tonight? You don't have one off the top of your head. Can Double O be that dude?
He should be. I mean, look, he's come on. He's had a really good year since being inserted into that starting lineup. I think he has the capability to have a really good game tonight. But I also think, like I said, Rishai Shea, if he has 25, Mike, or one of these guys off the bench does that tonight, then I think we probably win this game and we move on and play the Cavs.
Be a great moment for Rishai. I mean, I know it has no bearing, I presume, on the postseason awards for Rookie of the Year, but it would be something if Zach really bails him out tonight.
All right, man. More on this coming up throughout the course of the show. Braves back at it tonight at home. Can we hit? Please? But when we come back, Brian McFadden's going to join us. Boy, his take on this Aaron Rodgers situation and what went down with the Jets. We will talk to him about some of these draft picks as well, as the draft is literally less than a week away now. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
Yeah. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.